Bonjour et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome to Coffee Break French. In lesson 21, we're going to be talking about le temps, the weather, and asking the question, quel temps fait-il? What's the weather doing? What's the weather like? We'll be learning lots of useful answers to that question and other phrases which will help you talk about the weather. I hope you enjoy this lesson. In French, the word for weather is le temps.
Le temps.
Le temps.
Le temps.
And it's got one of those nasal sounds at the end, le temps.
Le temps.
And to ask what is the weather like or what's the weather doing, you would say, quel temps fait-il?
Quel temps fait-il?
Quel temps fait-il?
Quel temps fait-il?
Okay, so that means, what is the weather like? What's the weather doing? What's today's weather? Well, there's no word for today in there yet, because we're about to learn that. The word for today, as you probably know, is aujourd'hui.
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 So to say, what is the weather like today, you would say, quel temps fait-il aujourd'hui?
Quel temps fait-il aujourd'hui?
So we're going to learn some possible answers to this question, and indeed some possible ways to describe what the weather is like. So we're going to start with something nice. Today, in Scotland, in this bank holiday Monday, il fait beau.
Il fait beau.
Now, beau is one of the words used for beautiful. So, il fait beau means it's beautiful weather, it's nice weather, the weather is good. Il fait beau.
Il fait beau.
Now, notice with that phrase, we're not saying that it's warm or cold or whatever, it just really means it's nice weather. So, I would imagine the sun is shining. Il fait beau.
Il fait beau.
And the opposite of that would be il fait mauvais.
Il fait mauvais.
That word ends in the letters A-I-S, and those letters are pronounced slightly differently in different parts of the French-speaking world. Sometimes you'll hear mauvais, other times you'll hear mauvais, and it just really depends where you are. If you say mauvais, 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 you'll be understood regardless. So, il fait mauvais.
Il fait mauvais.
So that's the opposite of il fait beau. It means it's not nice. Okay, the weather's not nice. Il fait mauvais.
Il fait mauvais.
You could add in the word temps at the end. Il fait mauvais temps.
Il fait mauvais temps.
That's you being more specific about the weather. That's what you're talking about, the weather. But you don't need it. Il fait beau, il fait mauvais.
Il fait beau, il fait mauvais.
Okay, let's learn the words for cold and warm. We've already come across the word for cold when we were talking about food. So thinking back to that earlier lesson, if your meal arrived in a restaurant and it was cold, how would you tell the waiter, it's cold?
C'est froid.
That's it, you use c'est froid, c'est froid.
C'est froid.
So the word froid means cold, froid.
Froid.
However, it's cold when referring to food in French is different from it's cold when referring to the weather. When you're talking about the weather, you use the phrase il fait.
Il fait.
So, il fait froid.
Il fait froid.
Il fait froid.
Il fait froid.
Now, the opposite of il fait froid is it's hot, and it's hot in French is il fait chaud.
Il fait chaud.
Il fait chaud.
Il fait chaud.
So let's go through what we've learned so far. Il fait beau.
Il fait beau.
Il fait mauvais.
Il fait mauvais.
Il fait froid.
Il fait froid.
Il fait chaud.
Il fait chaud.
Each one of these is using that phrase, il fait, il fait. One more before we move on to slightly different constructions, and that is, il fait du vent.
Il fait du vent.
Now, as we know, French spelling can be quite complicated because there's lots of silent letters in French. And if you've got the word vent, then it's quite difficult to identify how you would write that. In actual fact, it's spelled V-E-N-T. And V-E-N-T, in certain English words, might give you a clue as to what il fait du vent means. Anna, any guesses?
It's windy.
It's windy, yeah, because vent, obviously ventilators create currents of air. So ventilators, vent, that V-E-N-T is linked to wind. So, il fait du vent.
Il fait du vent.
Il fait du vent.
Il fait du vent.
It's windy. So all our constructions so far have used the word fait, F-A-I-T. And that comes from the verb faire, which means to do or to make. Now, at times, perhaps we've learned things like j'aime faire du shopping. Anna, do you remember that from our likes and dislikes lesson?
Yes, I do.
Parce que tu aimes faire du shopping, c'est ça?
Non, j'adore faire du shopping.
Ah bon, tu n'aimes pas, tu adores. Ok, très bien. So, faire means to do, or indeed sometimes to make. And in this situation, we're using it talking about weather. Literally, in a sense, what's the weather doing? You might not say that everywhere in the English-speaking world, but if you said it, then people would know that you want to find out what the weather is like today or indeed on a particular day. So we've used faire so far. Let's change this slightly and use some different constructions now because we're going to learn how to say it's raining. And it's raining in French is il pleut.
Il pleut.
I always think this word actually sounds like a big drop of rain falling from the sky. Il pleut.
Il pleut.
Pleut. Okay, maybe I'm taking it too far, but pleut, il pleut, means it's raining.
Il pleut.
Or indeed, it rains. For example, il pleut en Écosse.
Il pleut en Écosse.
That means it rains in Scotland. I could say il pleut aujourd'hui.
Il pleut aujourd'hui.
That would mean it's raining today. So notice that one word is used, well, two words, il pleut, but the same phrase is used in French for it's raining, il pleut aujourd'hui, and it rains, il pleut en Écosse.
Il pleut aujourd'hui, il pleut en Écosse.
Now, I have to say that aujourd'hui, il ne pleut pas, it's not raining, il fait très beau ici en Écosse. Il fait très beau.
Il fait très beau.
So, très is the word for very. Il fait très beau.
Il fait très beau.
And another word that you can use to help you qualify your adjectives is assez.
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 Now, Pierre Benoit used that last week when we were looking at the likes and dislikes, that when he was talking about what he liked, and he said, j'aime assez les escargots.
J'aime assez les escargots.
And assez means quite. So you could say il fait assez beau.
Il fait assez beau.
So how would you say it's very nice weather?
Il fait très beau.
And it's quite nice weather?
Il fait assez beau.
How would you say it's quite cold?
Il fait assez froid.
And how would you say it's very hot?
Il fait très chaud.
C'est ça. Now, there's another word I'm going to throw in here, and this is another of the qualifying words. It's an adverb, helps qualify the adjective, and that is extrêmement.
Extrêmement.
What do you think that would mean?
Possibly extremely.
Extremely, yeah. Now, that's quite interesting, and we've come across this a couple of times. The ment ending. That's M-E-N-T. Extrêmement. That translates to the English ending L-Y. So, extrême means extreme. Extrêmement, extremely. Extrême, try saying that.
Extrême.
Extrêmement.
Extrêmement.
Okay. Or we could have possible.
Possible.
Possiblement.
Possiblement.
So possible and possibly. Rapide.
Rapide.
Rapidement.
Rapidement.
What do you think that would mean?
Quick and quickly.
Yeah. Rapide, rapid, quick, rapidement, quickly. Or even vrai.
Vrai.
Now, vrai, when you say c'est vrai, is that true?
Vrai.
Okay. And vraiment.
Vraiment.
That means truly or really. Okay, so c'est vraiment cool.
C'est vraiment cool.
It's really cool. C'est vraiment cool.
C'est vraiment cool.
So how would you say it's really cold today?
C'est vraiment... il fait vraiment froid aujourd'hui.
C'est ça. Attention, hein. Il fait vraiment froid. I did that deliberately to trick you there because it's is often translated as c'est, okay? But then when we're talking about the weather, it's cold becomes it's doing cold or it does cold. Il fait froid. So il fait vraiment froid.
Il fait vraiment froid.
Let's just run through those again. We've got vraiment.
Vraiment.
That's really or truly. Extrêmement.
Extrêmement.
Extremely. And then, of course, we had quite, which was?
Assez.
And very.
Très.
Okay, so there's four extra words to help you expand the range of vocabulary that you have for speaking about the weather. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break French experience, then you can sign up for the premium version of the course. And that includes video versions of each lesson, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes and also bonus audio episodes available to help you consolidate what you've learned in the main episode. You can find out more about the premium version of Coffee Break French at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Now, we've had, then, can we remember back to what it's raining or it rains is?
Il pleut.
Il pleut. Remember those pleut, 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 pleut raindrops. Now, to say it's snowing, you say il neige.
Il neige.
Il neige.
Il neige.
So, il neige and il pleut. Two separate words, because they come from the verbs pleuvoir, meaning to rain, and neiger, meaning to snow. Whereas all the other phrases that we've learned so far use constructions with faire. Il fait beau, il fait du vent, il fait mauvais, and so on. Now that's all very well for talking about what the weather is like today, or indeed what the weather is like generally. But if you want to be more specific and ask, what will the weather be like tomorrow? Because perhaps that's a holiday situation, you might be planning to do something. Then you need to use slightly different constructions. You could be asking in the hotel, what will the weather be like tomorrow? And in that situation, you don't say, quel temps fait-il aujourd'hui? Quel temps fait-il aujourd'hui? Just try saying that one more time, Anna.
Quel temps fait-il aujourd'hui?
You would in fact say, quel temps fera-t-il demain?
Quel temps fera-t-il demain?
So, when is demain?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Demain, tomorrow. Listen to the difference between those two sentences. Quel temps fait-il?
Quel temps fait-il?
Quel temps fera-t-il?
Quel temps fera-t-il?
Now, we've got two different verbs there. Fait, from faire, and fera, also from faire. But fera is used to talk about the future. Quel temps fera-t-il demain?
Quel temps fera-t-il demain?
Okay, so fera literally means will do. Quel temps fera-t-il demain?
Quel temps fera-t-il demain?
And if il fait beau, is how you would say literally, it does nice, for it's nice weather. Il fait beau. How do you think you would say it will be nice?
Il fera beau.
Exactly, il fera beau.
Il fera beau.
Il fera beau.
Il fera beau.
So, demain, il fera beau.
Demain, il fera beau.
How would you say, tomorrow, it will be warm?
Demain, il fera chaud.
Good. Demain, il fera chaud.
Demain, il fera chaud.
What about tomorrow, it will be cold?
Demain, il fera froid.
Good. Demain, il fera froid.
Demain, il fera froid.
So we've got il fait froid. It's cold. It's doing cold. Il fera froid. It will do cold. Okay, it will be cold. We're just translating this literally at the moment to help you get into the way of thinking of fera, meaning will do. Okay, so we've looked at il fait chaud, il fera chaud, il fait froid, il fera froid, il fait beau, il fera beau, il fait mauvais. How would you say it will not be nice weather?
Il fera mauvais.
Il fera mauvais. What about it will be windy?
Il fera du vent.
Il fera du vent. These are all using fera from faire. But we've also learned two other verbs associated with weather, and that's pleuvoir and neiger. So how do you say, just to remind us, it's raining?
Il pleut.
And it's snowing?
Il neige.
So to say it will rain, you would say il pleuvra.
Il pleuvra.
Il pleuvra.
Il pleuvra.
Demain, il pleuvra.
Demain, il pleuvra.
And to say it's snowing, you say il neige, so it will snow. Il neigera.
Il neigera.
Il neigera.
Il neigera.
Excellent. Okay, so we've had aujourd'hui, today, demain, tomorrow. We've looked at the question, what will the weather be like tomorrow? Quel temps fera-t-il demain? And then we've looked at the ways in which you would say what the weather will be like. Il fera chaud, il fera froid, il fera du vent, and so on. In this week's bonus podcast, we're going to be putting all this to the test and getting you to translate some weather forecasts. And that is les prévisions. Les prévisions.
Les prévisions.
So that's a forecast. And indeed, if you're watching the television, you would be looking for la météo.
La météo.
So that's the weather forecast on TV. La météo.
La météo.
But that is where we're going to leave it for the time being. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench. And we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.